Tyler Rouser, spokesman for the North Summit Fire District, said they responded to the report of a vehicle fire along State Road 32, a few miles south from Wanship.
Fire crews were called around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon to a report of a vehicle fire on SR 32. While en route, dispatch advised they had started to begin receiving calls of a brush fire as a result of the car of the vehicle fire. Upon arrival, they did find a fire moving up the hillside and began an initial attack on the fire to try and get that to bring that under control. It did spread to about 6 acres of the hillside. At no time were structures threatened or evacuations ordered.
Rouser said the vehicle was destroyed. The fire occurred near the site of the larger blaze that struck the Rockport area and caused the evacuation of homes last August. A portion of State Road 32 was closed off until about 9 p.m. Friday.
State Road 32 was closed from Rockport State Park entrance on down. Just pretty much the same closure as was during with the Rockport fire last year.
On Friday night, shortly before 10 o'clock, a public fireworks display took place at Park City, and 2 private fireworks shows were held at Promontory and at Glen Wild. Meanwhile, according to Park City Fire Battalion Chief Steve Zwirn, a 1,000-square-foot grass fire was sparked in the Trailside neighborhood by fireworks. The blaze was put out by homeowners, although units from the Park City Fire also responded.
It started literally at the exact moment that the fireworks was starting at Promontory. And by the way, just so you know, the fireworks that started the fire were purchased at Costco, so they were legal in Utah fireworks, but they still started the fire.
He said the fireworks were set off by an adult who readily admitted to being responsible. Zwirn said they're not out of the woods yet, especially since there will be an increased hazard on July 24th.
Oh, the fuel is drying out extremely fast. What looks green now is not even going to look green in 3 weeks.
Park City Fire Battalion Chief Steve Zwirn. The county sheriff's incident report also said that on Thursday, on the Upper Loop Road near Camas, the South Summit Fire District responded to a bonfire that got out of control. Although the fire was large, it was contained after a short time. The report said there was $5,000 damage and the property owner was cited for reckless burning. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.